In our previous shiur, we began a discussion what can or can't be done with Maaser money. And as we quoted the Shach and Taz in Siman Resh Mem Tes, they both seem to say that one could use Maaser money to buy Svarim. The Aruch HaShulchan, in general, it's worth commenting that the Aruch HaShulchan, who many times in Halacha we find them to be take a more lenient approach, over here takes a stricter approach. He says, if we're going to allow one to use Maaser money to buy Svarim, then we could use it, then at the end we'll use it for all purposes. We'll allow him to buy talis and a shofar and an esrig and a sukkah. Furthermore, if we're going to allow one to use Maaser money for buying Svarim, with the condition, as the Shach and Taz say, that because he's not only using the Svarim for himself, he's going to allow others to use the Svarim, so then he shouldn't be allowed to have the Svarim in his home. He should keep the Svarim in shul, and people should be able to use those Svarim whenever they want. And furthermore, the Aruch HaShulchan's question is somewhat difficult. Because as we said in our previous year, there's clearly a difference between a mitzvah that one is obligated to do versus a mitzvah that one is not obligated to do. There's no mitzvah to buy Svarim. There is a mitzvah to have an esrog. There is a mitzvah to have talis. There is a mitzvah to have tefillin. So the Aruch HaShulchan who says that if I'm going to allow to be by Svarim, I'm going to be doing everything else, that doesn't make any sense. Because as we know, these two types of situations are different. And the Aruch HaShulchan, the Tzitz Eliezer, whom we quoted in the previous year, does want to try to say that maybe the reason the Aruch HaShulchan is treating Svarim like all other mitzvahs is because the Rosh says that Bizman HaZeh, the way we're mekayim mitzvahs, ksiva sefer Torah, is with buying Svarim. But first of all, that's a chiddush. And moreover, one isn't obligated to buy all Svarim. So maybe the Rosh means that one has to have the basic Svarim in his home. And maybe indeed, that would be, those Svarim may not be bought with Maaser funds. But if one has a library with all sorts of Svarim, I'm not sure that the Rosh means that one is obligated to buy all Svarim that come out. And therefore, it's difficult to understand why would the Aruch HaShulchan take such a very strong approach about buying, not being allowed to use Maaser funds to buy Svarim as long as he lends those Svarim to people who ask for it. Combined, and we don't necessarily have time to repeat this all, combined with all the other svaras that we learned in the preview, that we discussed about in the previous year, where in general there are reasons to be more makel regarding Hilchas Maaser Ksofim Bizman HaZeh. The Chasam Sofer in Chelik Yoridea, Simen Reish Laman Aleph, however, says that even the Maril and the Ramah, whom we quoted in our previous year, that take the stricter approach regarding Maaser money and that it can only be used for tzedakah, that's only if one, when he separates the Maaser money, did not stipulate that he can use the Maaser money for any purpose. But if, when he separated the Maaser money, he stipulated that he could use the Maaser money not only for aniyim, there certainly, says the Chasam Sofer, one could be lenient. And one could use the Maaser money not only for aniyim. And actually, going back to the issue we raised in the previous year, do we have here machloikis, maril and maram, Ramon Shach, or don't we? Perhaps now we have a way of answering that question. The Ramah is speaking about a situation when one didn't make a condition before. If somebody, however, when he designated the money, he said that I could use the money for any mitzvah purpose, could be the Maril and Ramah would agree that one could use that money for any mitzvah purposes. Furthermore, the question comes up, can one use Maisa money to support his children? An issue that we mentioned is raised by the Shach. The Shach says, again, Ulfazim ma'isav, the bon of Hagdoilim, she'en echayev letapel mehem, to use the money to support children that one isn't obligated to support. Mutter, the fila of mutter law says imu ani. And as we read, the Shach says that not only can maisa be used to support one's adult children, but one could even if one could afford and not need to use his maisa money for that purpose, the Shach says l'chatchila he could use maisa money for that purposes. Again, however, says the Tzitz Eliezer, it makes a difference what was the intent of the person when he designated the Maisa money. He says, if when the person designated the Maisa money, he had in mind that he's going to use it to support his adult children, or use it for any tzedakah purpose that he wants to use it for, then the halacha is he can l'chatchila use it for that purpose. If, however, he did not have that purpose in mind, so he says that at that point he should not use more than 50% for supporting his children, and the rest of the money he can use for any tzedakah purpose, including supporting his relatives. However, the Tzitz Eliezer continues in discussing this point and says, and again quoting the Chassam Sofer that we discussed in Chelik Yerideya Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, he says there's a difference in halacha where somebody obligated himself to support his children, his sons, his son-in-laws, versus when there was no obligation. If he didn't obligate himself, then he can certainly use Maisa money to support them. But if the person has an obligation, as we're discussing in our sugya, kol davar shebechayva ein ba'alam nechulin, you can't fulfill your obligations with maisa money. However, if we look into that Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, we will notice that even according to the Chassam Sofer, even according to this opinion, that it's a situation where one obligated himself, it's only an issue if one obligated himself with a kinyan, that he made a kinyan, or he wrote a shtar, he wrote a document, where he takes on this financial obligation. But if there was no formal kinyan, no formal written obligation, the Chassam Sofer takes, even the Chassam Sofer would be lenient. So again, certainly if you follow the opinion, the Maiser can be used for any tzedakah purpose, one can use Maiser to support his adult children. Even if one, even if, and certainly if one, when he's designated the Maisa, had that in mind. It seems that the Paiskim, and it could even be that Ramah and Maril would agree that you could use your Maisa funds, you could use your Maisa money for that purpose. If, however, the person did not have in mind that he should be able to use his Maisa funds for this purpose, coupled with the fact that he took on a obligation and he made that obligation very formal with a kinyan, there it would be more of an issue. But now, as we're learning, all it takes is that when you designate the miser to make sure that you have in mind that you could use it for any tzedakah purpose. So the question that the Tzitz Eliezer discusses is, what is preferable? Should one tell his children that he's supporting, that he's using miser money for that purpose, or not? So there's a Mishnah in Masechta Demai. The Mishnah Masechta Demai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, teaches us, Misha Korosh Shem L'Trumas Maiseh Shel Demai, or L'Maiseh Oni Shel Vadai. If somebody designated Maiseh of Demai or Maiseh Oni, L'Yitlam B'Shabbos, V'Mayikoyna Oni L'Mudim Etzloi, if he has a Koyin who always comes to his home, he has a poor person that always comes to the house, Yuvoyu V'Yoichlu, they could take this produce even on Shabbos, or V'Vad Shiyodiyim. And there's a very big machloikis. Why is there a halacha of avad shiyodiyim? There are actually two primary opinions. One opinion is, we know that there are specific halachas regarding the consumption of truma and maisa. And if you're not going to tell this person that the food you're giving him is truma and maisa, he may not treat it as the halacha requires. If that's the case, then by Meiser, there is no such a halacha. There's no need to tell him that it's Meiser, that's Meiser money. Meiser money doesn't have to be treated in any specific special fashion. If, however, the reason why they have to be notified is, as the Gross suggests, because of Genevistas, that this person is giving the Kayin, the poor person, the food, and they think he's giving it from his own, and he's really giving them Maiser, then the halacha would be perhaps the same by supporting one's children, that the halacha would be that you have to notify them that you're using Maiser money to avoid Genevistas. However, there's another factor that the Tzitz Eliezer takes in to consideration. And that is that we know that whenever we give tzedakah, the proper way of giving tzedakah is by doing it the matan b'seiser. And what's the reason one should give tzedakah matan b'seiser? The reason one should give matan b'seiser is that it should be in the most honorable fashion. So Tzitz Eliezer takes the similar argument here. He suggests that if one is supporting his children, and the children will be told that the money that are being used is Maisa money, they won't feel good about it. He's supporting his children so that they should be able to learn Torah. And they're not going to feel good about their learning if they think that they're living off stock up. So just like there's a concept of the matan b'seiser, the halacha is that one could use it for that, one should not tell him. There's also a tshuva in the Chelkus Yaakov, in Yoyer Day Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, where he discusses this question, if one can use his maisa money for supporting children who are learning. And he says, for sure it can be used. And on the contrary, he says, if we believe that supporting children is a, to have supporting people who are learning Torah is so necessary, because that's how we'll have more Lomdei Torah. So there is no greater purpose than supporting your children that way. And in that same tshuva, in Sifkat and Hay, towards the end of the tshuva, he says, if somebody has a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement where he supports Talmidei Chachamim with his money, certainly, he says, one could use the Maisa money for that purpose. And he says that that is considered a very legitimate use of the Maisa money. The Shalos Chuvis Arugas Baisim in Chelik Yerideya Simen Reishchaf discusses a question we discussed in a previous year on this Masechta, that the Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, in Masechta Sukkah, as we showed, it's also in our Masechta in two places, in Daf Gimel, in Daf Hey, the Chayiv Odom Lahagba Pnei Rabbi Beregel. One is supposed to go visit his Rebbe in Yontif. And the question is that the Arugas Abaisim discusses, can one use Maisa money for that purpose? And he says that one can use it for that purpose. Again, specifically, if when he designated the money, he had in mind that that would be his purpose. Interestingly, the Tzitz Eliezer extrapolates from that tshuva. He extrapolates from that tshuva that if somebody wants to go to Yisrael because he feels that by going to Yisrael he will be able to grow in Yerushalayim, he wants to go to Yisrael to learn Torah, he could use Maisa money for that purpose. Not only that, but it's interesting to point out that the Tzitz Eliezer says, and this comes up, a person, Baruch Sheb, was designating Maisa money and was using the Maisa money for giving to Tzedakah. A very common Tzedakah that was always given was Tzedakah Ramei Balanes. And now his children grow up. He has children who are learning. He has children that he wants to support. And the question that the Tzitz Eliezer discusses is maybe given the fact that he's changing the venue of his tzedakah would be an issue. And he said it's not an issue. He says, even though you were always giving the tzedakah for one purpose, you could change, you have a right to change the purpose of what you can give, and therefore one could be more lenient. Furthermore, in a situation where the tzedakah is being given to different funds, but those funds aren't necessarily only being used for poor people, so that's another heter that the Paiskim suggest. They suggest that in a situation where the money is anyway being used for, where the money is anyway being used for not necessarily poor people, so why do I have to use it for poor people more than anyone? Why can't I use it for other mitzvah purposes if the fund that I'm giving it to is anyway not going to be using it for mitzvah purposes? However, as we quoted earlier, the Aruch HaShulchan takes a stricter approach. And he says, in Siv Zayin, the Gemara clearly says that somebody who supports his young children is considered an oisit stocker. He says it's a drasha, but it doesn't really mean that it's considered stocker. Very bechidish. And then he continues in saying, "Uvneibonim harayim kibonim," and not only is money used to support children that may not be used ma'isa money, but even if you're supporting grandchildren, it's a very bechiddush. And as the Paiskim point out, according to the halacha, one is only obligated to support children until they're 6 years old. So even if we'll take the Aruch HaShulchan's approach, so you can't use Maisa money for your children until they're six. Furthermore, no one is obligated to support their grandchildren. So how does the Aruch HaShulchan say that if one is using Maisa money to support his grandchildren, to pay for his grandchildren's tuition to learn in yeshiva, you can't use Maisa money? And therefore, the Tzitz Eliezer, and he quotes the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, who's very clear in indicating that once a child is over 6 years old, and goes obviously without saying, a grandchild, one has every right to use Maisa funds to pay for the limud, to pay for their limud haTorah. Pay for their Liman HaTorah. Daruch HaShulchan, just to quote his opinion, even though as we've been learning, it is not the opinion of most Paiskim, Daruch HaShulchan continues to say, the Mish Loki Chosin Talmud Chochem, if somebody takes a son in law, Talmud Chochem, Ketay Shiyomet, Ein Bi Cholte Lach Shazal Mos Meisav, Afshim Shalmo Achab Be'adu Shilmanimai. He says, you can't support your son-in-law from Maisa money. And if you're paying for your son-in-law's chavrusa, you can't pay for him either. However, as we quoted earlier, it seems to be clear that the Paiskim take a different approach. Although the Chofetz Chaim and the Sefer Ahavas Chesed says that schar limud, paying for tuition, one cannot pay from Maisa funds.